This is not a class, so you do not need your notebooks. And we do not need the white light. Translation okay? Also, if you're feeling sleepy, I suggest you stand up and move around a little bit before we start, because sleepiness will affect the people next to you or near you. It's okay?
Kenji, can I mention one thing? That's urgent.
It's urgent. And then I'll take it back again.
Just before we begin, I'm sorry, but there's an urgent message for Shirley from Melbourne, if she is here, to please ring your daughter as soon as possible. If Shirley from Melbourne, Australia, could please ring her daughter as soon as possible. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. The idea of this session is to explore the depths of our connection with Baba. So it's not a class. And it's not really a dialogue, actually. And we know that mostly meditation commentaries are quite superficial. So we really would like to explore the feelings involved and the experiences that are possible. And so how it will be is that Charlie will speak for a few minutes, and then we'll stay in silence for about 6 or 7 minutes. Then I'll take up the thread and speak for 3 minutes, and he will then silence for about 7 minutes, and so on. And we'll go until about 12:15 to give time for people to catch the bus back to Pandavabhavan. So that's the plan. About 1 hour and 15 minutes of going into the depth of the experience of yoga with Baba. So Charlie will start off, and we will speak slowly and hopefully full of the feelings that we are having, and be able to share those feelings. And I hope everyone, we can all fasten our seat belts, sit nicely, don't use your tablets, or don't write down anything, just go with the experience. So you can turn your tablets off, you can put your pens in your pockets. Okay, I think they're recording it. If you want it, you can catch it later. So, everyone sitting very royally on their thrones, yeah? Not slouching, because that will help us to nod off. As if your head is just, or your neck is a continuation of your spine. Okay? So let's go.
Let me begin this sweet journey. We are all here in our sweet home, Madhuban. With this beautiful family from all corners of the world. Tomorrow night, we will all be meeting beloved Bap Dada. Let me go very deep inside and see what is really in my heart. What is the deepest wish inside? Baba, I want to come closer and closer to you. Baba, I want to know you as you really are. Baba, I want to have such an intimate relationship with you. But sometimes when I sit to meet you, I become preoccupied with my own thinking. I become lost in my own story. So many past experiences and feelings sitting in my memory track that flood into my mind. Baba, you have told me we're in the final moments of the cycle. All the accounts are flushing out of the soul. But for the next hour, I am going right beyond the analyzing, processing mind into your world, Baba. Let me take Drishti from Bap Dada. In front of the eye of your mind, just see Baba's sweet, loving eyes. See them sparkling with love and respect. Don't see anything else but Baba's eyes. Feel this drishti of truth and purity entering me. And going into the core of my being. Baba's drishti falls on the true me, the original me, the elevated me, the divine me. Just feel his vision massaging this true me to the surface, filling my mind with such sweet feelings. Baba sees me as I truly am. It's my duty to step out of the limited me into Baba's unlimited vision. He sees me as the ancestor soul, the world benefactor, the angel. Let me hold these feelings inside for the next few minutes. Keep my mind in Baba's unlimited drishti. Baba, I will stay with you and not wander here and there. Just absorb in these sweet feelings.
subtly I remain in front of Abhipapdada. I don't need to see anything or visualize anything, but I can feel Baba's subtle presence beyond this world and beyond its concerns, beyond the body. And all of its connections. Beyond the senses and all of their connections. I'm just immersed in this subtle embrace of Bapdada's unlimited drishti. And I remember that Baba has come to purify me. So his vision is connected with whatever is most pure in me that already exists. In his role as purifier, he has to bring my own purity to life. I'm a soul, I've been through eternity. And Baba's vision has penetrated all of the things that I've accumulated. All of the personalities that have been built up on top of the pure soul that I am, and he's encouraging me to experience my own purity. nothing else is there. Just the pure soul that I am. The world and all its things have dropped away. And I'm just shining that purity. So let's just keep that experience
Baba. The world moves around me. So much sound and action. But I stay with you in sweet silence. I experience I'm a tiny seed. Feel myself so lightly sitting in the forehead. Completely distinct from this physical form. The tinier I become, I move into your world. Just resonating on the same frequency as you, Baba. Become absorbed in your divine feelings. I, the seed, in front of Shiv Baba, the seed. Just hold this image. I, the eternal seed. Resonating with Shiv Baba. I become absorbed in Baba's silence. The thinking falls away. And deep silence fills my mind. I just exist in the world of experience. And in your silence, Baba, I taste the true nature of the soul. Totally absorbed and connected. Baba, I know what you want me to do. I can feel your deep wishes. Your feelings and intentions for me, it becomes so clear. the deeper the feelings of silence. Your light and might washes my sanskars. I feel a beautiful lightness filling my being. I feel totally open, totally vulnerable, and only connected with one. The heaviness goes, and a fragrance fills my being. Baba, you are transforming me. You are purifying me. You are making me healthy once again. For the next few moments, regardless of the atmosphere around, stay in this sweet silence.
At the same time, I'm the soul giving life to the body, surrounded by a physical world, just imagine how many things are happening at this moment in the world, nearby and far away. But I am in the center of everything that's happening around me, very still, very aware. Very detached. At the same time, I'm still in Bap Dada's loving embrace, embraced by the waves of love. And I remember that Baba is the ocean of truth, the sun of knowledge. And through this subtle form, I interact with those feelings. Baba's truth draws out my truth, in fact it's a truth that has always been there, trying to find its way out, it's just that in Baba's company it comes naturally to the surface. So, the soul sitting in the physical world, in the physical body, true to what it is. The soul, same soul, in the subtle meeting seeing the whole cycle in front of me, the whole past, present and future. The truth naturally expands. And at the same time, Shiv Baba takes me to the incorporeal world, where I just become the embodiment of truth. Just a tiny star-like being radiating truth. Thinking slows down and experience, pure experience comes up. This is what I am. and I stay in that state, in all of the three worlds, I'm truth as well.
Baba, you are the truth. You are the ocean of pure love. You are my lover, my eternal beloved. In this moment, I am aware in the whole of eternity, I can only know this love now. To absorb the ocean of love. In the golden age, I experience the love of the deities. Pure love, such belonging. An egoless world of no differences. But as I journeyed around the cycle, I began to love the wrong things. I began to love the bodies of others, and this became lust and attachment. I began to love my own body. This became ego. I began to love material things, and this became greed. The vices are perverted forms of love. But Baba, I have found you again, and you are teaching me how to love accurately. Baba, you tell me to only love that which always exists. Then I will never be deceived. Now, Baba, I sit in front of you, the ocean of unlimited divine love. And I give myself permission to be completely loved. Feel Baba's love penetrating every corner of my being. Healing me. Caressing me, washing me, is there anything stopping me feeling this true love? Just observe and let it go. The more I absorb your love, Baba, I'm filled with self-respect. My dignity is stable, and I feel so strong. My only aim is to keep my lover with me at each moment. For the next few moments, just sit in front of the ocean of love. Thank you. and feel completely loved. Do not allow any other thought. But just to be absorbed in this divine love.
Again, I'm aware that if there are three worlds, I have three states at the same time. The soul here is still extremely peaceful, surrounded by matter, movement, sound, forms, yet at the same time I occupy my subtle form and I'm in an exchange of thoughts and feelings with Bap Dada. And I'm also a soul in the incorporeal world. Free, light, whole shining. And I can slip from one state to the other with great ease. But it's the subtle exchange which informs me. I'm aware that Baba's extreme and unlimited love is behind his role as world benefactor. And that just fills me with such a feeling of benevolence. Doesn't matter how the world or others are. From the subtle experience, Baba has filled my heart with such benevolence, such mercy, which is the real expression of that love. And somehow I'm touching every single soul and every single atom with those feelings that Baba has brought up in me. Here in the physical world, the soul behind the eyes, radiating benevolence, here itself. But at a subtle level, touching everything and everyone. And at the incorporeal level, this is what I am, that Baba has reminded me and has invited me to give me the pure experience of radiating love. So I stay in that experience. I am that.
Baba. In your role as world benefactor, world transformer, you are shaping me into an angel. It is your task. You are doing. But our fortune is to be your instruments. When I hear your truth, when I taste your love, the only thing left in life is to give to all my brothers and sisters in the world what I have experienced. My eyes radiate your love into this world. Just feel your eyes like light bulbs shining Baba's true love. My face is the image of mercy for all. I suspend judgment. I have compassion for every soul in this world. My whole purpose in life is just to be with Baba and shine his light. To be the angel of last kalpa. The angels remembered by all religions. We are those same angels. Can I believe my fortune? Baba, I will let go of all limited thinking and remain as your unlimited angel. Spreading your light. To my dear brothers and sisters. In every corner of this globe. I love you, Baba. And I love the part you've given me in drama to serve the whole world. I feel completely humbled. Baba, my commitment to you is to keep my mind in this elevated state, to make my mind a sacred place that only you can influence, that no atmosphere or personality can influence. Just feel yourself as the instrument of Baba, the angel, radiating light and love through your eyes and forehead to the entire world.
Little by little, this starts coming back to the physical plane with this sense of higher self in control, the higher role to inform the smaller roles the higher personality to inform the smaller personality to play our parts in the best possible way. So let's come back to the moment here in the hall and we've still got a large part of the day ahead of us in which we can explore these things in our places and in our silence. So we're going to finish up now so that people can catch the bus and have a good afternoon. Om Shanti.